When a bomb went off in a backpack at a Philippines airport this week, 21 people died, including an Iowa man, William Hyde. Hyde was a Southern Baptist missionary, the fourth Southern Baptist worker to die in an overseas attack since December. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Bill Hyde was a 59-year-old Iowa native, a church planter who started churches in tribal areas of the Philippines. The Southern Baptist International Mission Board posted a statement on its website praising Hyde. The board's president said Hyde had a passion to go to the edge, to the hard-to-reach places. That description might aptly describe most of the some 20,000 American missionaries overseas, says George Braswell, a professor of missions and world religions at Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary in North Carolina.
They're going out to be in the trenches. They're going out to live among a people, to learn their language, to befriend them, often to help them dig wells if they need water, to give them food if they're hungry, at the same time to share the Christian faith with them.
Risk has always been a part of mission life since the origins of Christianity. It's only been the last 50 years or so that most missionaries didn't face grave dangers. Braswell says missionaries are prepared for the risks.
There's a verse in the Bible that says Jesus said you should be wise as serpents and gentle as doves. And I think that's a combination. It's sometimes a rare balance to have, but to be wise in what you're doing and yet to be gentle in your spirit and relationships. So I think this characterizes missionaries most often.
Missionaries who are killed are seen as martyrs, having given their lives for God. Still, Paul McCoyne, president of the Evangelical Fellowship of Mission Agencies, says the loss of one of their own is felt by the entire mission community.
There is a sense of loss. There is a sense of concern, especially in the case of this last case, which was not, I don't believe, targeting missionaries as much as it was targeting a whole community.
McCoyne says despite the recent acts of violence, there's been no reduction in the number of missionaries going overseas, although he says some with families have been pulling back. His organization advises mission groups as to the dangers missionaries face in various countries, but leaves it up to the groups to decide how to proceed. He says the typical missionary today is younger and more willing to take risks to spread the gospel.
They're people that are intensely committed to God, and they are people who are intensely committed to the people that they live among. The image of kind of the old-time colonialist, it just does not fit the missionary of today.
McCoyne says people drawn to be missionaries are people who sense they have a calling, not necessarily to convert non-Christians, but to give testimony of their faith, and as such are unlikely to be deterred by the dangers they sometimes face. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.